Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I guess I probably don't look at it from that lens. I'm very much day by day and week by week. I do think at any given week there's a way to win. There's a path to victory. And I don't think it matters who your opponent is. This league, there's just so much parity that, you can go against a undefeated team or a team that hasn't won many games. And in each week, it's going to be a dogfight. But we're learning that way. We don't control who's on our schedule. Other than the fact, you're going to have your division twice a year. And we focus on those games when they come to us. So been saying all along this week, we're 0-2 in the division right now. This is a big one for us. We desperately need this win.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That was, of course, Bears head coach Ben Johnson describing them losing the first two games in the division. Now they have gotten one over the Minnesota Vikings. Revenge game. Now they're 1-1. Against the Vikings, 1-2 in the NFC North. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Score Evenings, and I'm with you here up until Bulls basketball on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Denver against the Nuggets. Pre-game coverage coming up at 7:45, tip-off at 8 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. But for now, let's go back out to the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Talk about not only the Bears, but the NFL at large, writ large. I don't know. He's a professional writer. I'll ask his opinion. Eric at Home of NFL.com, my guest here on the Score. E, what's happening, man? How you doing this evening?
What's up? Are you enjoying this playoff bound? Well, I don't know that yet, but good season, Chicago Bears, I hope.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting position to be in because I think so many of us are trying not to get out over our skis too much with what the future could hold for the Bears, because it's not like they're playing like a juggernaut, but they're just finding ways to win over and over again. So it's very impressive. Like, what context do you put the success the Bears have had through the first 10 games?
Yeah, I think a little bit of luck without being, dismissive of what they've done. I mean, obviously, some of these wild comebacks haven't come against the peak NFL competition. Of course, the Commanders too. I guess that was a big win in their little streak here they've been on, but even they've fallen off. So, Vikings or Cowboys maybe the best win they have, I guess. I don't know, depending on how you look at it, I guess, but they're still taking care of business. I think it would have been nice to beat a Lamar Jackson-less Ravens team and be even greedier, and that might kind of hammer home the idea that this team is for real. But you're right. I mean, they've had some slip-ups, but they've also been able to come through in the clutch. And, that was obviously evident Sunday, and I didn't really even I don't know. I guess I sort of thought they were going to win it, even when, you know, McCarthy took the lead there. But the fact that they're going to probably get some help defensively, Jalen Johnson eventually, that's obviously a good thing. And if they can just be a little bit more consistent offensively, finishing off drives, and a little tighter defensively, who knows?
You mentioned J.J. McCarthy, and having that juxtaposition between, you know, Kevin O'Connell is a proven, developer of QB talent. I'm not sure that's the best way to describe what he's done with the veteran success, but he's certainly a guy who's been able to win with a wide variety of quarterbacks in the time he's been head coach slash play caller of the Vikings. Now he's got this young quarterback, this rookie plus with J.J. McCarthy, and we juxtapose that with Ben Johnson, who had a veteran in Detroit that he worked with in Jared Goff, and now he's got a second-year pro. And we're seeing the Bears win with Caleb Williams. We're seeing the Vikings have less success right now with J.J. McCarthy in more limited time here. But how do you compare and contrast how Ben Johnson has gone about maximizing Caleb versus where Kevin O'Connell is with J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, no, that's a really interesting way to look at it. And obviously with McCarthy, you know, two injuries have kind of defined his NFL career. The one that knocked him out of his entire rookie season, but you know, apparently the Vikings felt confident enough in what they saw behind the scenes, what they knew about him pre-draft, you know, everything that they learned about him in the building over the year, was enough to just let Sam Darnold walk, not even consider, you know, a one-year franchise tag, nothing. I mean, they felt good enough about the situation. So, you know, obviously both teams were, I would say, aggressive in free agency in the offseason in terms of adding pieces that would help their quarterbacks out respectively. I think both teams viewed themselves this offseason as competitors, you know, like teams that were going to be in competition, even in a tough division. You know, nobody could see the Micah Parsons trade coming, but, you know, you figured the Packers and Lions were going to be good too. And yeah, it was just, I guess it's been interesting to see, you know, half of this season has been taken away from them. And, you know, we're seeing the same kind of stuff that was going on prior to missing time. So, you know, obviously his problems are a little bit different than what Caleb was going through. I mean, obviously last year, if you look, you know, there were some accuracy issues and things like that. Sunday, if you watch the game, you know, McCarthy had some bad overthrows. So there was almost shades of more 2024 Caleb in his play on Sunday and what we've seen so far this season. You know, so it's hard to really compare the two situations, I guess, because, you know, even though, you know, technically Vikings have had longer to work with McCarthy in the sense of this new staff with the Bears, but, you know, they haven't been able to get as much out of him, obviously.
And with that as the case, to be able to continue to win games as Caleb is very obviously still developing with each individual week. To have that and still be at 7-3, then I've said recently, as folks have asked me about it, that in my opinion, the Bears are the team that still has, within the NFC North, there's more room for them to grow by the end of the year than I believe any other team in this division. Does that feel accurate to you?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think still getting two rookie pass catchers up to speed and using them more potentially in Loveland and Burden. You know, Kyle Manon guy, obviously another young player who they're, you know, he got the first touchdown. I think they're open to having him have weeks where he does have the ball in his hands more, still DeAndre Swift show, but yeah, the improvement from within as well as the, you know, some of the injury players they're going to get back. But yeah, no, I mean, I think just the space between where they are now offensively and where they potentially could be, if they finish off that one drive or if they hit on that one long play that didn't hit, you know, they're close. So that's encouraging, right? And you don't see Caleb. He's not turning the ball over. He's cut way back on the sacks. Obviously, he's become kind of a Houdini in that respect. So there's still a lot of good things happening. But, you know, as the floor raises, so does the ceiling, I think.
Yeah, and it's, in my opinion, should be a fun position for Bears fans to be right now. Yep. I do wonder, as we look at, you know, having first-round pick after first-round pick at QB for the Bears, and Caleb, hopefully, not the best version of himself yet, But for this individual season, how do you view the context of I guess, what Bears' desires should be, where it's a team that's winning, but like Caleb got credit for that fifth game-winning drive of the season, but he never had to attempt to pass. So Caleb's development versus the Bears being in this position where they could try and win the division this year, how do you sort of counterbalance which one is more important to the organization?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I mean, obviously, I think when you have maybe a little bit more success in the win column, you know, or things kind of shake out in a way that's unexpected. You know, obviously, Green Bay's left some meat on the bone this season. The Lions have had some losses where they've been, you know, they're playing a tough schedule and all that. So that's kind of opened the door, Minnesota. I think they came into this season thinking they were going to compete. And I think they felt even more emboldened after the week one win, right? This is a kid that's going to make some mistakes, but he'll win us games. Hasn't worked out that way. So those factors have helped the Bears into a situation where they could be hosting a home playoff game this year. I would say that was a little unexpected, right? I don't think you sacrifice the short-term gains because I don't realistically see this as a Super Bowl team right now. Stranger things have happened. Worse teams have probably won the bowl, you know, but I would still say that the eyes still need to be on the long-term prize in terms of his development. Yes, you want to push him. You want to put him in some uncomfortable positions when those present themselves, see how he gets himself out of it, and then continue to let the rope out. This is still Ben Johnson's offense in a lot of ways, but making it Caleb's offense where he kind of helps dictate what plays should be run and what the play calls are going to be and how the offense is going to be designed. That's maybe the next step that comes a year or two from now, hypothetically.
Eric Edholm of NFL.com, my guest here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And as we're now through, well, I guess as of the end of Monday Night Football tonight, we'll be through week 11. With the weeks that remain, you've still got almost 2 months of regular season football action, let alone the depth of the playoffs. Who do you see as the front runners? The term parity is really becoming more and more topical with the amount of teams that don't necessarily feel great. Even the Eagles, like it's not aesthetically pleasing all the time when the Eagles are winning all these games. So who are the truly great teams in the league this year?
Fair question, right? And, you know, I do power rankings, and every week I reshuffle the deck and try to figure out who's one and who's 32 and who the other 32 teams and how they fit. It's not easy. And, I mean, this year especially has kind of challenged me because, I mean, I kind of coasted through the first two seasons. It felt like, all right, you know, people might gripe on this pick. But the big picture wasn't as troublesome, I think, as this year has been. And part of that has been trying to figure out who's this week's number one. So that kind of folds into your question of who scares you? Like, who is the team that you say, I don't want to face them in the playoffs? Obviously, anybody with a, you know, capable superstar quarterback, healthy star quarterback is going to be in that mix. But how far is that pool shrunk? Meaning, are we even sure Patrick Mahomes is in the playoffs? Are we even sure Lamar Jackson's in the playoffs yet? Josh Allen, they're getting there. You know, they're closer than those other two teams are. But, you know, right off the bat, if two of the three guys aren't in the playoffs or, you know, another surprise team can't find their way in, it really opens it up. So maybe a team with a terrific defense and a functional or emerging offense like the Broncos could get there, or Patriots or something like that, you know, where, you know, Drake May doesn't know he shouldn't be playing this well and he ends up just on a tear and they get to this, you know, who knows? I really think that, you know, at this time last year, I don't know that we singled out the Eagles and said, yes, this is the team that's gonna cut everybody down in the playoffs. But you know, they seem to kind of turn the corner defensively, too. So if you have, you know, they can't be forgotten. If their offense makes, you know, one more scoring drive per game, 10 more points per game, something like that, with that defense playing the way it has the last couple games, they could be right there in the mix as well.
At the moment, do you feel like Caleb Williams is more on a trajectory of a Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence? Like, man, he's going to get that bag, and then you're going to kind of be stuck with him? Or is he on kind of a Patrick Mahomes kind of trajectory here, where the greatness is going to be there even with all the improvisational stuff he's capable of.
Yeah, that's really tough. Obviously, Jordan Love, I think of him too, is another player that has some real high highs and some real, you know, like Sunday he made some hellacious throws, but that's kind of almost the guy I compare him most to. Maybe style-wise they're a little different, but there is a notch below elite that exists that can tantalize you into thinking you have a Super Bowl contender and also be fool's gold at times. So I think that's where he resides right now. And again, it's still a pretty respected group. I'm not trying to make, again, we're talking about 8 or 9 of the best quarterbacks in the league and then that next group, you know. And that's probably where I fit him. Is he going to get up to that Mahomesian level? Oh, man, I don't know. With Mahomes, that first year, we kind of knew, didn't we? I mean, we didn't know, no, right. But we knew there was something else there.
Yeah.
And for all the spectacular plays, I still have a couple of reservations. I'm pleased with where he's at, though.
Yeah, there's a lot to be pleased with. There's no doubt about that. I was talking to in the previous segment, and I feel like you're old enough to be aware of the comparison because we get these glimpses into the Bears locker room after the games, and Ben Johnson does his good, better, best chant, and the team is all in on it. And it reminds me, even though it's different timing, where the Bulls used to do their what time is it game time, and it felt like so many people around the sports landscape knew about that and enjoyed that as the Bulls were making their run. Do you, I mean, you're old enough to remember that, right? Like, what time is it game time?
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that one. That was a household chant right there for sure. Yeah.
And so with the Bears right now in the kind of broader sports landscape, for as much coverage as Caleb gets, for as much as the Bears themselves move the meter and sports talk on all these different platforms, are the Bears a fun story? Are there other people outside of this Chicago space rooting for the Bears, or are they already kind of crossing that line of people saying, like, I'm tired of the Caleb thing already?
You know, outside of the city and even inside the city, there are people out there who have their Caleb doubts, right? Whether it's the nail polish on the fingers or something he said or, you know, something his dad reportedly did. I mean, all these little fringe things that, you know, we hear about in the pre-draft stuff and we hear about after they struggle their first year. Oh, this report comes out and all that. So, you know, Caleb's a different cat in the same kind of way that Aaron Rodgers is not going to ever have everybody love the guy, right? And he's perfectly fine with that. I suspect Caleb is that way too. So there's a little bit of that suspicion, I think, from the national. It's hard to know what most fans think, you know, but I think there are a few people who kind of have that slight annoyance with him maybe, but maybe they're coming around. I have not heard nearly as much Caleb hatred from the masses, you know, and the non-Chicago people or whatever. I think people are starting to kind of wake up, like, damn, they won a few games. Like, let's see them against, you know, some of these other teams that they're going to play in the next few weeks. But I think we're rounding our way into the word fun. I think we're getting there.
Well, I certainly hope so, because it's been I know I'm having fun watching it.
Yeah,
I tend to think that the teams who have so many eyeballs on them, like when the Giants are really good, then I think it's worthy of enjoying it. Maybe even hate watch, but still enjoy hate watching to a certain extent. So hopefully
we got to have the enemies. We got to have the good guys. Everybody's got to play their role. I think it's great.
That's right, man. No doubt about it. E, as always, man, fantastic stuff. I appreciate you taking the time with me this evening.
All right, man. Good to hear your voice. See you soon.
That is Eric Edholm of NFL.com, my guest on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. You can find Eric Edholm on social media at Eric_Edholm and read all his work at NFL.com. I am leading you up to Bulls basketball tonight as promised. So when I come back, I'll give you a little bit of a preview of what's on the way as the Bulls prepare for action right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The pass goes to Kobe. Wide to the right, Ayo Dosunmu. Ayo against Sensabaugh. Boot sets a screen. Ayo running base line right to left. Giddy, Kobe, rainbow three. Good! It's raining trays here in Salt Lake City. Kobe White for three.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That was the voice of one of the Pope's best friends, Chuck Swirsky, on the call for Bulls basketball here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I don't know, I might be overpromising Chuck's relationship with the Pope there.
A good old-fashioned wedgie.
I'm going to hope and assume he didn't do that to the Pope when they met recently, but who knows? You know, I wasn't there. I couldn't tell you. I didn't see nothing but a snapshot. So maybe that's what Chuck did. I'm not completely sure, but tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Denver against the Nuggets. Pre-game coverage is coming up in just a few short minutes at 7:45. Tip-off at 8 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. And up until now, we've been talking a lot of football because you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And as you are preparing for Thursday, I do want to remind you again, you can head out Captain Jack's at Beverages in Oak Forest this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can meet Layla Rahimi and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. And for any of you who, I'm sure you watched the Bears game yesterday, and if you weren't familiar with the Nashawn Wright story beforehand about his former junior college coach dying tragically at the end of last week, and Nashawn Wright playing that game with a heavy heart, came up with the interception, took a knee in the end zone afterwards, and Nashawn Wright did address that a bit after the game ended also. But at one of those moments, and he put it on social media after the news became public as well over the weekend, but you know, can tug at your heartstrings a little bit. And for him, not only facing his former team, an employer who cut him loose, and in two games having two interceptions this season against the Vikings is quite an individual and competitive accomplishment. But then also for John Beam, his former JUCO coach, who meant a lot to Nashawn Wright, and to have him tragically killed just a couple of days before the game, then there's multiple layers to what made that game significant to Nashawn Wright, and a special accomplishment for him to come up with a big play that took points off the board for the Vikings and helped turn the tide in the Bears' favor. So credit to him for having that accomplishment. And like I was talking a bit about on the post-show yesterday, it did surprise me a little bit that the that our friends at Fox Sports didn't end up having the storyline of Nashawn Wright and his personal loss kind of prepared in that moment, because it's one of the biggest shows in television. It's got more personnel to research beforehand and leading into it. So whether it was Kevin Burkhardt or Tom Brady or Tom Rinaldi or Aaron Andrews or any number of producers and production assistants who are part of that show, camera ops, you would think somebody had monitored social media of one of the Bears starters and picked up on the Nashawn Wright storyline, but they apparently didn't. So the moment happened in game, and it was never referenced. But myself and Luke Kanellis, we talked about it a bit during our coverage on Bears Game Day Live beforehand yesterday, as I was highlighting the Nashawn Wright versus Jordan Addison matchup during the game yesterday, as something that I thought was going to be really significant, and that turned out to be the case. But here's Nashawn Wright himself with the media in the locker room after the game. He's become a what was initially just a surprising starter for the Bears, as Jalen Johnson's injury and some of the uncertainty surrounding Tyreek Stevenson and his status with the team and everything else. One of the big storylines in camp was, hey, this Nashawn Wright guy isn't so bad. And then Jalen Johnson's injured, Nashawn Wright's in the starting lineup, and he's one of the NFL's interception leaders. But that game, in that moment, coming up with that play against that team after some personal tragedy befell him, here's Nashawn Wright in the locker room afterwards.
He meant the world to me. When my dad was killed, he came to my house and got me out of bed. And someone I can confide in, someone that I love dearly. We talk once a week easily. Really at loss for words.
When did your father pass?
My dad was killed in 2017. Beam stepped in as a father figure, a father role. He did a lot for me and my brother, my family. He's been there every step of the way, and it won't stop. I gained the angel, so for sure.
Quality perspective from Nashawn right there, and certainly not easy perspective to keep in moments of tragedy where you're still trying to do your job. You have a profession that you're pursuing, and he as a competitor, he is a professional, and this, the most significant on-field opportunity and the most extensive on-field opportunity he's had. So he's in the midst of the most successful season he's had as a professional athlete, and a lot of people counting on Nashawn Wright within the Bears organization and his locker room and his secondary for him to continue to rise up and play well. And I can't say enough about what we've seen from him throughout the entire season, but then even specifically with the circumstances that surrounded his efforts in that game the other day, it was really good to see some of those moments where his team and teammates very obviously rallied around him as he was out there and competing with what was obviously a very, very heavy heart. So credit to Nashawn Wright for stepping up in that moment and still being able to be locked in and focused and perhaps even use some of that tragedy as fuel to be at his best. And he certainly played really well in that game against Jordan Addison. So shout out to Nashawn Wright, no doubt about that. For the Bears themselves, they will continue. So we'll have more action coming up this weekend. You'll find me on Fox 32 as you do every week later in this week leading into the Bears game. We'll have Bears Blitz on Friday, and I'll be on Bears Game Day Live on Sunday. For now, we'll prepare to get out of your way for Bulls basketball as the Bulls prepare to face the Denver Nuggets. Yes, Nikola Jokic a bit banged up with the left wrist injury, but he is expected to play in the game tonight, averaging about 29 points per game, 13 boards, 11 assists, so averaging a triple-double early in the season here is the Joker. And one of the seminal talents, one of the seminal playmaking bigs that we've ever seen in this sport. And as well as the Bulls played as they got out to that 6-1 start, now dropping their last five games, as I was talking to Joe Cowley about a few nights ago, a big separating factor is that when the Bulls get into those late game moments, some of the opponents who do have a seminal talent, a star player who can essentially single-handedly out-duel the Bulls, then that's what's been the deciding factor in some of the recent defeats that they've had. But Coby White did look really good as he stepped back onto the court for the Bulls the other night. So that was nice to see that he fit right in with how they're operating offensively. So with Josh Giddey back in the lineup, Coby White putting 27 on the board, coming off the bench, then it's very likely this will be yet another game where we'll see plenty of pace from the Bulls, plenty of offense from the Bulls, and likely rather limited defense from the Bulls because they still have got a lot of room to grow on that end of the court, and it's no small feat to try and contain, to slow down, to curtail the Denver Nuggets when led by the Joker. So I can't wait to listen to it. I'm going to do so right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm sure that you will as well. My thanks to guests who joined me on the show tonight. Chris Emma was with me in studio talking about the Bears. Eric Edholm from NFL.com was with me as well, talking about not only the Bears, but the NFL at large. And appreciate all of you participating, not only on the text line, but my guy Sean Sears on the ones and twos for me throughout the evening tonight. Bears in first place in the NFC North. Bulls looking to get back on the winning track. It is a fun time to be a Chicago sports fan. And as always, appreciations and salutations to all of you consuming every bit of it on the all-powerful Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good calling by the whoever this coordinator was, and that would be me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.